Well, good morning. It's good to see you all here. Thank you for coming out on this beautiful Sunday morning. Almost had my days mixed up, didn't I? It's been kind of crazy. Thank you, TJ and Katana, for helping with our worship service. You like that picture, TJ? You like that? It's never too late. But before we turn to the Word of God, would you join me as we talk to the God of the Word briefly? Heavenly Father, thank you for meeting with us today. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who you've promised to be present with us where two or three are gathered together. Thank you for your word, that it's always new and fresh and has new insights for us in how we should live and serve you. Speak to us through it today, Lord. Open our eyes and ears. Help us to see Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, I'd like to read you a little bit from Psalm 71 before we begin today. So just listen, okay? Just listen. This is a Psalm of David, all right? David says, "In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. Do not cast me away when I'm old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. But as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, of your salvation all the day long. Though I know not its measure, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, O sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me. And to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, until I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come." This is the word of God. All right, so let me start with a question. What is the right age to serve God? What's the right age to serve God? Close. The right answer is whatever age you are right now. Whatever age you are right now is the right age to serve the Lord. You know, when I was young, I didn't look forward to being over the hill, okay? Somebody might say, "What's over the hill?" Let me ask you a question. Are you over the hill yet? My sister sent me this traffic cone for my 60th birthday a while back. It says, "Caution, 60-year-old senior moment." And some of you know what that's talking about, don't you? Yes. A child once asked his aunt how old she was. She answered, 39 and holding. 39 and holding. The child thought for a moment and he said, "How old would you be if you let go?" You know, it's been said that age is just a state of mind. You're only as old as you think, right? You've heard that. I like what someone else said. They said, "You're only as old as you remember you are." So, you know, if you're happy with life and you feel like you're a spring chick, then guess what? You're going to act and feel like a young person. But if you have a negative outlook, if your job has you down and you're eagerly looking forward to that retirement day, and you're not going to have any joy, and you'll probably age a lot faster too, or so they say. A while back, they did an insurance study with some retired military officers and businessmen who were looking forward to retiring, relaxing after 30 years of hard work. The results showed that just kicking back in retirement can lead to a funeral in as little as 4 to 7 years. Just kicking back in retirement. To live longer required a purposeful retirement with meaningful hobbies, ongoing relationships, and sustained involvement. So what's that mean? Well, if you've reached retirement age, accepting your age can lead to losing the best years of your life. We need to be careful we don't become inactive and just resigned, you know, to whatever old age brings. We need to continue to live through meaningful activities. You know, one of the best and most meaningful ways to spend the golden years of your life? Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord in ministry to others. Brethren have relief teams that go out and help people. There's all kinds of ways to get involved in the Lord's work. Albert McDaniel said, "As you retire from your secular job, you need not retire from your spiritual job. You can stay working for the Master. It may present you with the opportunity to be of greater service than you ever thought you could be before." Some might say, "Well, I'm too old for that," but service has no age limit. Moses was, get this, 80 years old when he began to lead Israel. Abram was 75 when he moved to the promised land. Who is this a picture of? Billy Graham. And are they old or young in this picture? They're older, aren't they? We're never too old to serve the Lord. Never too old. It's never too late to follow Christ, to serve him. The Bible doesn't ever speak of retired Christians. But sadly, many believe the myth that once we've reached a certain age, we've served our time in God's kingdom. For some, it's 65 or 70. Other people, it's 50 or even 18. I've served my time, you know. It's never too late. You're never too old to serve the Lord. So I want to look a little closer with you at the words of King David in Psalm 71 this morning. Psalm 71, if you have your Bible, I invite you to turn there. To Psalm 71, I want to consider for the next few moments what I'm going to call God's senior saint. God's senior saint, okay? David wrote Psalm 71 in his old age. Now, we know that David died at 70 years old, so he was probably in his 60s when he wrote Psalm 71. And he gives us here some of the characteristics of a senior saint. First of all, a senior saint never gives up. Never gives up. Look at verse 9, which says, "Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent." So David's near the end of his life when he says this. He said his strength is failing him, but he pleads with God not to forsake him. Now, I don't think he doubted that God would be with him. I think he was asking God to continue showing his glory through him as he did in his younger years. Even though David was old and weak at this point, he still wanted to be used by the Lord. And that's the key. Do you want God to use you? That's the key. Whatever age you are, God will use you if you want him to. Well, not only does the senior saint never give up, he also proclaims the good news about God. In verses 14 to 16 of Psalm 71, we see David never stop telling people about God's righteousness and salvation. He said, "But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day. For their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness and yours alone." What does that mean for us? That would mean sharing with other people how the Lord saved us when we trusted him. The things he's doing in our life. How he's a God who answers prayer. Amen?
Amen?
People need to know. You know, most people pray. Even atheists pray sometimes. It's interesting. But they don't always know that God answers prayer. They need to hear that. People need to be encouraged. God is a prayer-answering God. Well, not only does a senior saint proclaim the good news about God and never gives up, he also serves God right up till the end. In verse 17, David said he had been taught about God from the time of his youth. He had talked about the Lord for his entire life, and he was unwilling to give up even when old age caused his strength to fail. And when we look at verse 18, we see that David asked God not to stop using him until he had spoken to the next generation. He says, "God, do not forsake me till I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those who are to come." He wanted to make sure his children and grandchildren understood what a great God he served. We need to be careful that we don't fail to do that as well. Right here, David was telling the Lord that he would serve him till the end of his days, would never give up trying to reach the people around him with the message of God's salvation. I read once about a little boy who was playing with his friends in the yard, and his grandmother was watching with delight as the little guys ran back and forth and burned off all that energy, that extra energy that they seemed to have at that age. Well, after a while, her grandson came over to her and said, "Grandma, would you please join my team?" Well, as a woman in her 60s, she automatically said, "Oh, honey, I'm too old to play that kind of games anymore." The two-year-old looked up at her and he said, "Grandma, when were you ever new?" When were you ever new? And just like that grandma, if you ask some folks to participate in something in the church, sometimes they reply they're too old, especially when it comes to serving in God's kingdom. And that's a shame. That's a shame. King David shows us that we're never too old to serve God, even if it's something just as simple as telling people about Jesus. I want to look at some other godly examples with you, too. I'm going to look at Caleb first in Joshua 14. We find some very inspiring words that Caleb spoke in Joshua 14. And while you're turning there, I want to remind you, back in Numbers 13, remember the history of this man. We read that the Israelites in number 13 came to the border of Canaan. And you remember what they did? They sent 12 spies in to spy out the land of Canaan, what we call Israel now. And when the men reported back, many of them brought bad news. Oh, there's giants there. You know, we're just like crickets in their sight. They're going to stomp on us, you know. They were afraid to enter Canaan. But Caleb had faith in God. He declared to the people, we should go up and take possession of land. We can surely do it. But the people were afraid, and I don't know if you remember, they decided, no, let's just go back to slavery in Egypt. Really? I mean, it's like, what? But that was their decision. As a result, their refusal to take possession of the land resulted in God allowing them to wander in the wilderness for how many years? 40 years, okay? And in Joshua 14, verses 10 to 12, the 40 years of wandering are over. The people are again standing at Canaan's border, and I want you to look at what Caleb said to them. He said, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now behold, I am this day 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now, he says, give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day. How the Anakim were there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out, just as the Lord said. Like Caleb, we should continue to be ambitious for God at whatever age we're at. Caleb didn't allow the passing years to take an undue toll. Instead of showing his age, time enhanced his reputation. As he came to his final years, he gave us the grand watchword of the aging Christian. I like what the King James says here. Instead of giving me the hill country, it says, give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. I'm going to climb it. If it's a mountain, I'm going to still do it. Serve the Lord. When we arrive at old age, I challenge you to be like Caleb and strive for those mountains that God has called us to claim in his name. Determine that you won't give in to crankiness, to bitterness, and a retirement mentality. What's a retirement mentality? I've paid my dues. I'm just going to sit here and relax. Y'all, young people, y'all do the work. That's a retirement mentality. Caleb didn't give in to the frustrations of life. He looked forward to seeing God's hand in his life. In the same way, we need to be careful we don't give in to frustration, failure, and bitterness. Some folks are dominated by, you know, a kind of a what's the use mentality. What's the use? They haven't recovered from a setback or disappointment that they experienced years ago. Or their attitudes become permanently soured by an injustice done to them, and they're discouraged from further ministry. Others are paralyzed by perfectionism. They're afraid of not doing a good job, so they don't do anything. Consider Caleb. Caleb spent 40 years in the backside of the desert waiting because of the faithlessness of the people that were around him. It wasn't because he did anything wrong. But he still waited. He didn't give in to frustration. At the age of 85, he lived up to Winston Churchill's challenge when he said, never what? Never give up. Never give up. Caleb didn't give up. Dr. James Dobson, who for years was associated with Focus on the Family. You heard his name, you thought of Focus on the Family. He said that the world seems to be a place that worships youth and is terrified of aging. But he continued, he said, there was a time when getting older was associated with wisdom and experience. In fact, some of the greatest accomplishments in history came late in life. Immanuel Kant wrote one of his best philosophical works at the age of 74. Verdi penned his classic Ave Maria when he was 85 years old. The Pietà, the greatest work of Michelangelo, he was 87 when he completed that work. 87. That's the one where Jesus is laying across Mary's lap. Maybe you've seen that sculpture. And Ronald Reagan was the most powerful man in the world at the age of 75. Dobson says that this notion that life should be winding down at 50 or 60 years of age is crazy. The idea that we can grow too old to serve the Lord, that once we reach a certain age that we've served our time, is crazy as well. That's all Dobson. Someone has said, well, that as you grow older, don't grow colder in the things of the Lord. As you grow older, don't grow colder. Take advantage of the golden years all the more to proclaim the glories of God to the younger generation, as David chose to do. Continue claiming those mountains for God as Caleb did. God, give me this mountain. Ever heard of a guy named John Wesley? John Wesley was the co-founder of the Methodist Church. He founded it with his brother Charles. He's a good example of living for God no matter what your age. Wesley rode 350,000 miles on horseback, preached the gospel of Christ. He preached some 40,000 different sermons. Wow. As he grew older, at the age of 83, he complained. He complained because he could only study for 15 hours a day. At the age of 86, he became concerned about his spiritual state because he felt that he had become slothful by sleeping in until 5 a.m. At 87, he learned his 11th foreign language. And at 88, he was worried because he could only preach twice a day, every day, for 6 days a week. 88. I have some friends, being invested, 88 years old, just became pastor of another church, 93, pastoring down in Radford, okay? And I asked my friend at Radford, I said, are you still preaching? He said, what else could I do? 93 years old. Another great evangelist I remember hearing about as I was growing up was George Muller. George Muller was known for this amazing faith. He would just trust God, okay, and things showed up, all right? He is said to have traveled 200,000 miles using his foreign language ability to preach to an estimated 3 million people around the world, okay? That's like 100 years ago. However, his worldwide ministry only began after his 70th birthday, and it continued for 17 more years. Do the math. 87, right? He had already established an orphanage ministry, founded 117 schools, educating more than 120,000 children, most of them orphans. Okay? Take it from these guys. You're never too old to serve the Lord. A great preacher named Henry Ward Beecher, he said, be young until you die, so far as energy, persistence, ambition, and growth of resources are concerned. Remember that as you age, you can be fruit growing sweeter and wine growing favor. You should never be like milk getting sour. Choose to be like one of those vegetables and fruits that hang on and remain green even into the winter. You know, if you're not physically able to serve the Lord in your senior years, don't be depressed. Some people can't. You can witness, you can pray, you can encourage others. All you really need is a willing heart and the knowledge that God loves you, and that he sent his only son for your salvation and to give you eternal life in God's kingdom. That's all you need to know, and then just tell other people about it. The writer of Amazing Grace, John Newton, had great difficulty with his memory. In the later years of his life, a friend asked him if he still had a bad memory. Newton replied, he said, yes, I do, but I remember two things. I am a great sinner, and I have a great Savior. And I don't suppose an old slave trader needs to remember much more than that. Just as John Newton wrote in Amazing Grace, and as the blind man said in John 9, one thing I know, though I was blind, now I can see. The only ability we really need in order to serve the Lord is to know that Jesus Christ saved us. And declare that fact to everyone we meet, as David did when he prayed that he might tell of God's righteousness and salvation to the next generation. And that's my prayer every day when I go into school to teach, that God will give me opportunities. And he does. He does. You know, it's amazing. If you start out the day praying like that, you'll see opportunities you would have missed otherwise. And God will help you see them. And speaking of God's salvation, have you heard and accepted the news that Christ died for your sin? He wants to be your Savior. If you'll ever say, Father, please accept me and adopt me, not because of what I have done, but because of what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. If you will do that, the Bible says you become a child of God this very day. Well, I want to encourage you today, if you're older, if you're feeling old, if you are a senior saint, you are still of great benefit to God. he still wants to use you for his glory. Just like David, you can tell of God's righteousness to the next generation. Maybe you're here and you say, well, I've just given up serving the Lord. I don't feel like I'm of any use. I've served my time in God's kingdom and I don't have anything else to contribute. What if that's you? Let me remind you, wherever you are in life, wherever you are, God has put you there to serve him, to serve him. It's not your age, but your attitude that determines effectiveness in serving the Lord. Whether you're young or old, no Christian's exempt from telling people about Jesus Christ and what he's done for them. As I told you a couple weeks ago, Christianity is the only religion in the world that has a Savior. It's the only one. Every other one is a self-help project. And you don't even know if you're going to work out okay in the end until you get to the end. Okay? But with Jesus, we can have the assurance of eternal life. People need to know that. People need to know that. You say, what if I'm not an older Christian? Well, we all know older people and senior saints. Okay, we all know people like that. Talk to them. Listen. Ask questions. Pray for them. Pray with them. Visit a nursing home or a retirement home. Encourage them to serve the Lord there. I remember when my dad had to go into health care. He saw it as a new chapter in his life. And he reached out to the CNAs, the nurse aides, the people that came and served him. He said, can I pray for you today? Do you have a need in your life? He saw it as another way to minister to a whole other group of people. And then take 1 Timothy 4:12 to heart. Set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Remember years ago, I had a professor in Bible college, and he was my Greek professor. And I remember one day in class, he shared that he saw the church and Christians kind of like a big tree. And the older Christians were like the trunk of the tree and the strong branches, you know, holding the tree up. And the younger Christians were like the shoots out in the end. And he said, you know, where is the fruit born in a fruit tree? It's born out there in the new shoots, the new growth, okay? And it sounded really good, except it's not biblical. It's not biblical. What did Jesus say in John 15? He said, I am the vine and you all are the branches. We're all branches, okay? And he said, whoever doesn't bear fruit will be cut off, while those who bear fruit are pruned to be more fruitful. We're all to be bearing fruit for the kingdom. Will you take God's word to heart today? If so, you never have to retire from serving the Lord. Young or old, God can use you, and you can bear spiritual fruit for him all your life. Follow Jesus. Serve him until he takes you home. Okay? And you can serve the Lord with gladness. Before I go, I want to leave you with the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like you to read the scripture with me, if you would. Jesus said this. He said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Christians should always be known as people of the Great Commission. We're also to be known as people of the Great Commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And people of the New Commandment. Remember what Jesus said, I give you a new commandment to love one another as I have loved you. If we remember those three things, God will be pleased with us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we're never too old or too young to serve you. Wherever we are in life, you have a plan for us, that you can use us for your kingdom. Open our eyes this week, Lord, even today. Help us to see opportunities to serve you, to encourage others, to pray for others, to lift them up and to point them to the Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.